All right, my friends, there you can see it. We have silver well above $100 in the US right now, above $126 in China right now, as the evidence continues to mount that we are seeing front running going on across the world for the silver supply. Where you also have lawmakers in the US talking about creating a $2.5 billion critical mineral stockpile. Of course, they just added silver to that critical minerals list. So a lot happening, a very tight supply. Seeing that reflected in the price, there's a reason why it's going up. And while there is most certainly a lot of speculative money involved, you can see the evidence that this is a physically driven issue in an already tight market. And then on top of that, it was very interesting to hear this from Stefan Gleason of Money Metals, one of the dealers that I do really respect, who isn't out exaggerating or pumping things. And listen to what he said about the dynamics on the retail silver level, where we've seen a lot of selling over the past 3 years, even in the face of this rally. Yeah, take a listen to what Stefan had to say here.
First of all, I say it's total pandemonium right now in the retail market, and it's pandemonium both on the selling, people selling their gold and particularly silver, but also buying. And we're seeing levels of demand that we have not seen since COVID, and actually exceeding that last month in the last 3 or 4 weeks on the retail side.
So one of the largest gold and silver dealers is now reporting conditions that are in excess of what we saw during COVID, which I often heard described as similar to searching for toilet paper at Costco back then. And if that continues, we're talking about a big shift on the retail silver level, which is also going to have to compete for that supply, and just adds to what is a truly stunning situation, which we do cover each day at Arcadia's Gold and Silver Daily Substack at goldandsilverdaily.substack.com. We're seeing history being made. And if you want to be ahead of the curve and see things like this, where you could find out about the silver supply in China going to dangerously low levels, only 36 million ounces backing China right now. We also wrote before they ran into their problems with the increased premiums back on February 10th about how after silver went from the US and China over to London, that that left China in a perilous condition, which we're now seeing the effects of now. And if you'd like to have someone working on your behalf to dig up things like an Indian solar manufacturer saying China is soaking up all the silver and making it difficult for India to get what they need for manufacturing, which we reported back on January 9th, well, then just come on over to goldandsilverdaily.substack.com, where today's write-up has been posted. And have fun out there.